This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وسابقت الأحبة في تلاوته وأنعم حين ألقاه بلقياه ولي شيخ إذناه.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإذا ذكرت ربك في القرآن وحده ولوا على أدبارهم نفورا نحن أعلم بما يستمعون به إذ يستمعون إليك وإذ هم نجوى إذ يقول الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا وقالوا أئذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أئنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا قل كونوا حجارة أو حديدا أو خلقا مما يكبر في صدوركم يقولون من يعيدنا قل الذي فطركم أول مرة فسينغدون إليك رؤوسهم يقولون متاه قل عسى أن يكون قريبا يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده وتظنون إن لبثتم إلا قليلا. Inshallah, we're starting from the ayah number 45 of Surah Bani Israel. And last week we talked about the different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, whether they are rocks or trees or animals, etc. They are all somehow and some way doing the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we do not understand their tasbih and we do not understand the praise that they're doing. Today's first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Prophet. Okay, and the recitation of the Qur'an, just like the tasbih of the creation, that we cannot hear it and we don't understand the tasbih of the creation. Similarly, the disbelievers, despite the fact that they hear the Qur'an, and they can hear the sound of it, but they don't understand it. So this is the connection between the previous ayah and this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically starts to the mushrikeen of Mecca and the fact that they don't understand the Quran that is being recited to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. When you recite the Quran, O Prophet of Allah, we make between you and between those that do not have iman, a hidden hijab, a hidden curtain, or a hidden barrier between you and them, so they don't understand what you are reciting, meaning they don't get guidance. They hear everything, but they don't get guidance from what you are reciting. It is mentioned in a hadith that a woman, she came to the Prophet ﷺ, whose name was Umm Jamil. Al-Aura basically means a person who has one eye that functions. So this one-eyed woman, whose name was Umm Jamil, she came to the Prophet ﷺ with the intent of hurting him. Okay? So the riwayah says, جاءت العراء أم جميل ولها ولولة وفي يدها فهر. In her hand, she had a heavy stone. Fihr is, in medical terms, it is a stone that was used to grind medical things, medicine. Okay, so this was fihr, like a mortar and pestle. So you have this stone that was used for grinding things, And she came with the intention of hurting the Prophet ﷺ with this stone. She was saying in her mouth, she was repeating a statement. مُذَمِّمًا أَبِينَا وَدِينُهُ قَلَيْنَا وَأَمْرَهُ عَصَيْنَا. This person who has been insulting our forefathers, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, his deen we have rejected. We found it to be faulty. Meaning we've rejected this religion that Muhammad ﷺ is explaining to us. وَأَمْرَهُ عَصَيْنَا. And his command we have disobeyed. Meaning we're not going to obey this person with what he is saying. وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى جَالِسٌ وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ إِلَى جَنْبٍ. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was right next to him. فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ said, لَقَدْ أَقْبَلَتْ هَذِهِ وَأَنَا أَخَافُ أَنْ تَرَاكُ. This woman is coming and I'm afraid that she's going to see you. Meaning that she's going to see you and hurt you. فَقَالْ إِنَّهَا لَنْ تَرَانِي. The Prophet ﷺ said, she's not going to see me. And he read this verse. وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. When you recite the Qur'an, then we make between you and between those people that don't believe a hidden curtain. So basically, he became invisible to her. And she came right in front of him. Okay? Until she stood next to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and she didn't see the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and she said, Ya Abu Bakr, بَلَغَنِي أَنَّ صَاحِبَكَ هَجَانِي. This word has reached me that your friend, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, has been insulting me. The Prophet Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, لَا وَرَبِّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ مَا هَجَاكَ. He said, I swear by the Lord of this house, meaning the Kaaba, he did not insult you. قَالْ فَانْصَرَفَتْ وَهِيَ تَقُولْ. And she turned away while she was saying, لَقَدْ عَلِمَتْ قُرَيْشٌ أَنِّي بِنْتُ سَيِّدِهَا. Now Quraysh has found out that I am one of the daughters of the leaders of Quraysh. Meaning, she was showing her bravery that she could come right in front of people and basically run her mouth and insult people and show her bravery that way. So she basically at the end she said, now the people have found out that I am really somebody. Okay. So basically the lesson of the story is that in this case what happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually put an invisible curtain between this woman and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But what it actually means is, if we look at it from the understanding that most mufassirin have, is that the people don't get guidance from it. There's a curtain between the people and the Qur'an, meaning they don't get guidance from it, which is reflected in the next ayah. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. We put on their hearts akinnah. Akinnah is the plural of kinan. And kinan, it means something which is hidden. Something which is hidden, something which hides something else. And that's why the word kinanah refers to a quiver in which the arrows are kept. Okay? Which we call in Urdu tarkash. Okay? You put the tir, the arrows, inside and they become hidden and protected. So, Allah says, we put a protection over their hearts, or a seal over their hearts, and because of that, the guidance does not get into their hearts. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ, so that they don't understand it. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا, and in their ears there is heaviness. The word waqr really means, literally translated, if you look at the literal translation of it, it means a split in a rock, okay? So if there's a split in your ear somewhere, something sensitive, the curtains of the ears, or the drum of the eardrum, it has some damage, obviously it's going to damage your hearing. Okay? So waqr means deafness. In their ears there is deafness, meaning they can hear everything fine, but they don't hear guidance. They don't get what the message of the Quran is, and they don't get the message. So it is just like they're deaf people. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ When you remember your Lord or mention your Lord in the Quran alone, which was the whole message of the Quran was Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not committing shirk. O Prophet of Allah, when you mention your Lord alone in the Quran, وَلَّوْ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا They turn on their backs, nufura, in the state of hate, meaning they hate the message that is being given to them. They don't want to hear this issue of Tawheed and only one Allah. They want you to believe in the statues that they've been praying to for all of these years, and they don't want you to insult their statues. The next ayah, it is similar in nature, and it has a bit of a story behind it. The story is, the Hajjat is reciting the Quran. So these people, Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, Abu Jahl ibn Hisham, and Akhnas ibn Shariq, they set out with this intention. So all night they sat there listening to the Quran, and then what happened? فَأَخَذَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَجْلِسًا يَسْتَمِعُ فِيهِ Each one of them, they sat in a particular place listening to this Quran being recited. And it's dark, so they cannot see each other. وَكُلٌّ لَا يَعْلَمُ بِمَكَانِ صَاحِبِ None of them knew about each other. So they're sitting in the darkness, and none of them knew what was going on. فَبَاتُوا يَسْتَمِعُونَ لَهُ حَتَّى إِذَا طَلَعَ الْفَجْرِ تَفَرَّقُوا The whole night, they continued listening to the Quran, and in the morning, when the sun rose, or the Tulu al-Fajr happened, the dawn came, they split up, and suddenly they bumped into each other. حَتَّى إِذَا جَمَعَتْهُمُ الطَّرِيقُ تَلَاوَمُوا When they basically collided in the street, they started insulting each other. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Okay, so basically each one knew what they were doing. They were all listening to the Quran. Okay. وَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ They started telling each other, لَا تَعُودُوا Do not come back. فَلَوْ رَآكُمْ بَعْضُ صُفَهَائِكُمْ لَأُوْقَعَتُمْ فِي نَفْسِهِ شَيْئًا Don't come back, because if these people, meaning the Muslims, see you, then they're going to suspect something is up. They're going to suspect that you believe in the Quran that is being recited, so they're going to have something in their hearts. ثُمَّ انْصَرَفُوا And they went away. حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَتِ اللَّيْلَةُ الثَّانِيَةُ عَادَ كُلُّ رَجِلٍ مِّنْهُمْ The next night, all of them came back again to listen to the Quran. فَبَاتُوا يَسْتَمِعُونَ لَهُ They continued to listen. حَتَّى إِذَا طَلَعَ الْفَجْرِ تَفَرَّقُوا وَجَمَعَتْهُمُ الطَّرِيقُ And again, in the morning, they bumped into each other. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ And the same thing that they said the night before. We're not supposed to come back here, and nobody is supposed to see us. ثُمَّ انْصَرَفُوا Then they turned away. The third night, the same thing happened. And again, they declared to each other, and they promised, لَا نَبْرَحُ حَتَّى نَتَعَاهَدَ لَا نَعُودُ We're going to stay here until we have made a commitment. And we promised each other that we're not going to come back again. فَتَعَاهَدُوا عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ تَفَرَّقُوا They made this commitment, and then they split up. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ الْأَخْنَسُ بْنُ شَرِيقِ أَخَذَ عَصَاهُ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ حَتَّى أَتَى أَبَا سُفْيَانَ بْنَ حَرْبٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ أَخْنَسُ بْنُ شَرِيقِ The next morning, he took his stick, walking stick, and he went to Abu Sufyan ibn Harb and said, let's go to meet Abu Jahl. Okay, so what's going on here? He's going to come to Abu Jahl and say that, look, our tribes have been competing with each other for so long. Okay, you've been taking care of the Hajis, we've been taking care of the Hajis, you've been feeding people, we've been feeding people, and we've had this competition between us for so long. And now, one of your people suddenly turns up and says that he's the Prophet. Now, how are we going to compete with that? There's no competition here that we can compete with. Okay, you bring a Prophet, where are we going to get a Prophet from? And just on the basis of this argument, he said, we're not going to have Iman on this person, because that would automatically mean that our tribe is lesser than yours, because you have a Prophet and we don't have a Prophet. Okay, so this is basically the gist of the statement that he made to Abu Jahl. He says, Ya Abu al-Hakam, مَا رَأْيُكَ فِي مَا سَمِعْتَ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ Oh Abu al-Hakam, what's your opinion about what you've heard from Muhammad? So Abu Jahl said, مَاذَا سَمِعْتَ What did I hear? قال تنازعنا نحن وبنو بنو عبد مناف الشرف. We have always had a competition between us and Banu Abdul Manaf, which was the tribe of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in honor. Okay, أطعموا فأطعمنا. They fed people, we fed people. وحملوا فحملنا. We gave people camels to ride. They did that, we did the same thing. وأعطوا فأعطينا. They gave in charity and we gave in charity. حتى إذا تجاثينا على الركم. Until it got to a point that we were down to our knees in trying to compete with you guys, what happened? وكنا كفرسي رهان. فرسي رهان means, this is a saying in Arabic, when two people, or two horsemen basically, literally translated, are rushing towards the same goal. We became like these two horsemen that are rushing towards the same goal and trying to achieve something. What happened? قالوا منا نبي يأتيه الوحي من السماء. We have amongst us a prophet to whom the wahi comes from the sky. فمتى ندرك هذه. Where are we going to get this from? Where are we going to get a prophet from? How are we going to compete with that? And then والله لا نؤمن به أبدا ولا نصدقه. Wallahi, we're not going to have iman on him and we're not going to believe him. قال فقام معه الأخنس وتركه. So Akhnas got up and walked away with this declaration that I'm not going to have iman. So basically, this episode of them getting together and listening to the Quran is what is mentioned in this ayah over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ إِذْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِذْ هُمْ نَجْوَى إِذْ يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. We are fully aware, Allah saying about himself, about what they are listening to when they are listening to you, O Prophet of Allah, and when they are in discussions, najwa, meaning hidden, secretive discussions with each other. إِذْ يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ, when the wrongdoers say, إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا, indeed you are only following a person who is the victim of magic. You are following a person who is a victim of magic, meaning the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا. Look how they are giving examples for you, meaning they are calling you names and so on and so forth, and they are becoming misguided, and after that they are not on the right path, meaning they are staying misguided and they are not adopting the path. And according to the story, simply because he is from a different tribe, they don't want to accept his message, because your tribe is going to be higher than ours because you've got a prophet and we don't have a prophet. Like, you know, they say keeping up with the Joneses. Okay, they want to keep up with them in everything, even in having a prophet. So when they cannot produce a prophet, they say, okay, we're not going to have iman on him. Because if we admit to him being a prophet, then it means that we've admitted to you being better than us. So we're not going to do that.
وَقَالُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا.
This argument has come again and again in the Quran, that once we've been dead for so many years, are we going to be recreated? And they say, their argument is, that when we become bones and rufatan, meaning we become rotten, are we going to be recreated new? إِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. Are we going to be resurrected? خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا, in a new creation? قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا. Tell them, O Prophet of Allah, become stone or become metal. It doesn't matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become stone or turn into metal. After dying, if you turn into stone or if you turn into metal, what's going to happen? أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكُرْ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. Or any creation that is big in your hearts, that you think it's huge in your hearts, you can become any creation you like. Okay? Still, it's going to happen, meaning you're going to be recreated. فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا. And they're going to say to you, who's going to make us come back again? Who's going to make us come alive again? قُلْ. Tell them, O Prophet of Allah, الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. The one who created you the first time. How did he create you the first time? In the wombs of your mothers. From nothingness, you became something. Okay, now there is something. You have bones and you have at least a shell that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can work from. Initially he created you from nothing into something. Now he has bones to work from.
Okay, at least he has material to work from. So shouldn't it be easier for him now to do it? It's irrelevant, really, for a person of Iman, whether Allah creates us from nothing or He creates us from something. It is all easy for him. But just by way of example, to make the disbelievers understand the folly of their understanding, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create us from anything, and He created us from nothing, now He can create us from something, it's much easier for Him. قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَةٍ. Tell them, the one who created you the first time. فَسَيُنْغِدُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ. And they're going to shake their heads towards you. Okay, in a kind of insult. This word, inghad, it means to shake your head in an insulting way. Okay, when's it going to happen? Okay, when's it going to happen? Okay, فَسَيُنْغِدُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ. They shake their heads towards you, and they say, مَتَاهُ, when's it going to happen? قُلْ عَسَىٰ, tell them, O Prophet of Allah, it's going to happen very, very soon. قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا, it's very, very close that it's going to happen. يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ وَتَظُنُّونَ إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. On the day that He's going to call you, meaning He's going to resurrect you, He's going to call you to Him for the judgment, and you're going to reply with His hamd. You're going to reply with His praise, that, you know, you're going to be shocked that you're being woken up, and you're going to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for raising you again. وَتَظُنُّونَ إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you're going to think that you only stayed for a little while, meaning in your graves, it would seem, either in your graves or in the worldly life, your stay was a very minimal amount or a very short amount of time, and now you realize that the eternal life is in front of you, and that 70-year life or 80-year life is going to seem like it was a very, very short time indeed in comparison to the life of eternity, and you're going to think that you stayed for a very, very short time. With that, we finish today's lesson, inshallah. We'll continue the tafsir next time. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.
علينا لثنيات يدها وجب الشكر علينا مدعا لله دا أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير دار